Let's take a look at sports as the state football championships come to a close today and tomorrow at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, with three games today and the three other championship games coming up on Friday. In action today, they'll start bright and early. 10 o'clock this morning is kickoff for the eight-man championship, as Remsen St. Mary's will face off against Don Bosco, a couple of perennial powerhouses in eight-man football. Don Bosco coming in 12-0 on the season. St. Mary's 11-0. One of them will lose for the first time here this year. That's a 10 o'clock kickoff in the class, in the eight-man class this morning. Another battle of unbeatens in the Class A championship game this afternoon, as West Sioux will face off against Hudson. Both those teams 12-0 on the season. That's a 1:30 kickoff at the Dome. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, the 3A championship game has Pella facing off against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Pella 11-1 on the season, as Xavier comes in with a mark of 12-0 for the campaign. Again, all those games at the Unidome. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff for 3A. Three state championship football games coming up today in Cedar Falls. In college football news, Alabama defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick, Georgia linebacker Roquan Smith, Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver, Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell, and North Carolina State defensive end Bradley Chubb are the finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy. That's given to the nation's top defensive player. The winner will be announced December 4th at the Charlotte Touchdown Club Awards Banquet. Wisconsin seems to have a clear path into the college football playoff. The Badgers, ranked number 5 in the playoff rankings and in the Associated Press poll, likely will have a shot to play for a national championship if they beat number 19 Michigan this week at home, avoid getting upset at Minnesota, and then win the Big Ten championship game December 2nd in Indianapolis. The Wolverines have publicly declared themselves spoilers, aiming to ruin seasons for Wisconsin and rival Ohio State. One of number 5 Wisconsin's biggest strengths this season is an ability to maintain focus as attention grows on the team's playoff hopes. That's a credit to calm, collected coach Paul Christ. Wisconsin has weathered mistakes on offense and injuries on both sides of the ball to remain undefeated coming into this weekend's action. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has dropped his appeal of a 6-game suspension over alleged domestic violence. He served the first game in Dallas's 27-7 loss to Atlanta last weekend and will miss 5 more before he's eligible to return for the Cowboys' December 24th game against Seattle. The 22-year-old Elliott was suspended in August after the NFL concluded that he had several physical confrontations in the summer of 2016 with his girlfriend at the time. Meanwhile, the feud between Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell continues to escalate. The Associated Press has obtained a letter sent to Jones' attorney accusing the team owner of conduct detrimental to the league's best interests over his objection to a contract extension for Goodell. The letter accusing Jones of sabotaging the negotiations was sent to David Boies on Wednesday. Jones hired Boies and threatened to sue the NFL if Goodell's contract extension was approved by the compensation committee, made up of 6 owners. All 32 owners voted unanimously in May to let the committee finalize a deal with Goodell. Elsewhere around the league, Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor has been benched for Sunday's game against the Los Angeles Chargers, allowing rookie fifth-round pick Nathan Peterman to make his first NFL start. Taylor was benched in Sunday's 47-10 loss at New Orleans after Buffalo produced 99 yards and 4 first downs on 8 drives. In 2 series, Peterman was 7 of 10 for 79 yards and a 7-yard touchdown pass. Phillip Rivers is practicing with the Chargers after reporting symptoms of a possible concussion earlier in the week. Coach Anthony Lynn is optimistic that the veteran quarterback will play against Buffalo. Quarterback Case Keenum will start again for the Vikings against his former team, the Rams. Keenum relieved Sam Bradford after the opener, and he started 5 and finished 6 of the team's 7 victories so far this season. Detroit offensive lineman T.J. Lang participated fully in practice on Wednesday after missing last weekend's game against Cleveland because of a concussion. Papa John's has apologized for comments made by CEO John Schnatter, blaming sluggish pizza sales on NFL players kneeling during the national anthem. The company is a major NFL sponsor and advertiser, and Schnatter said on an earnings call on November 1st that NFL leadership has hurt Papa John's shareholders and that the protest should have been nipped in the bud a year and a half ago. In basketball news, UCLA was able to win a basketball game last night, hours after three Bruins accused of shoplifting in China were suspended. Aaron Holiday scored 24 points, and Chris Wilkes added 20 with 12 rebounds as the 23rd-rated Bruins outlasted Central Arkansas 106-101. Thomas Welsh had 16 points and 11 boards for UCLA, which had trouble shaking the Bears all night. Earlier in the day, LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley admitted to shoplifting during the team's trip to China and apologized. Head coach Steve Alford announced the suspensions while describing the players as good young men. The coach said the trio wouldn't be allowed to suit up, practice, or travel with the team while the university continues to sort out the circumstances of last week's incident in China. The top 25 schedule last night also included a milestone win at Chapel Hill. Roy Williams earned his 400th victory as North Carolina's head coach as Luke May scored 20 points in a 93-81 win against Bucknell. The ninth-ranked Tar Heels saw a 16-point second-half lead shrink to 4 before they scored 9 consecutive points. Carolina guard Joel Berry struggled with his shot in the first game since breaking a bone in his shooting hand, going 1-for-11 and finishing with 8 points and 6 assists. That victory came shortly after the Tar Heels learned that guard Cameron Johnson will be out at least 4 weeks following Wednesday's surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee. Also in top 25 finals last night, Amir Coffey, Reggie Lynch, and Jordan Murphy, good for 18 points each, as number 14 Minnesota thumped Niagara 107-81. Creighton handed Northwestern its first loss as Kyrie Thomas had a career-high 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists to carry the Blue Jays past the 20th-ranked Wildcats 92-88. Northwestern lost despite Vic Law's career-best 30-point effort. Number 21 St. Mary's, a 76-57 winner over Cal State Fullerton last night. Also, number 22 Seton Hall handled Indiana 84-68. And number 24 West Virginia romped over American 98-64. Also in college men's hoops, Bennett Cook shot 8-for-8 from the field and scored 25 points to lead Northern Iowa to a 72-43 win over Wartburg last night. Cook, who finished 9 of 12 at the free throw line and grabbed 8 rebounds, was the only player for the Panthers in double figures. However, 10 players finished with at least 2 points. Tywan Pickford added 9 points and 13 rebounds, while Isaiah Brown finished with 8 points and Juwan McLeod chipped in 7 as the Panthers improved to 2-1 on the season. In women's college hoops, 6 players scored in double figures. Iowa shot 60% from the field, and the Hawkeyes rolled to a 105-80 win over Northern Illinois Wednesday. Megan Gustafson scored 22 points and grabbed 11 rebounds to lead the Hawkeyes, while Chase Coley added 20 points and 7 rebounds of her own. Alexis Selvian hit a team-high three three-pointers and scored 15 points. Hannah Stewart added 13 off the bench. Tania Davis chipped in with 12 to go with 10 rebounds and 7 assists, and Mackenzie Meyer finished with 11 points and 8 assists as the Hawkeyes improved 3-0 on the season. In Major League Baseball news, the American and National League Cy Young Awards have gone to a couple of hurlers who've won it before. Indians ace Corey Kluber has won his second AL Cy Young Award after picking up 28 of 30 first-place votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Kluber led the majors with a .225 earned run average and tied for the Major League lead with 18 victories 3 years after capturing the award. Boston's Chris Sale finished second, and Luis Severino of the Yankees was third. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer is the National League Cy Young Award winner for the second straight year after going 16-6 with a .251 earned run average and a league-leading 268 strikeouts in 31 starts. Scherzer received 27 of 30 first-place votes to easily outdistance Los Angeles Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw in the balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. That's the third Cy Young for Scherzer, who also claimed the American League honor in 2013. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.